Of doubt or fear, it's springtime all year. The peacocks crawl and cool winds blow. The waters fall and cuckoos call. The lotus blooms beneath the moon. But everything is mute when Krishna plays his flute. One day Krishna and Balaram were playing with their friends. A demon named Pralamba came there to pretend. He changed his ugly body to look like one of them. He said, Kamsa has sent me to kill these boys of white and
you are so great. No one could defeat you. I am so glad to have your association. Today is so nice. The calves are contented. The wind is blowing sweet fragrance. And I am thinking that because of your presence, there could be no misfortune in all the three worlds.
Yes, my friend. Let us not worry about anything, but simply join together with my younger brother Krishna and play to our heart's content. He is the reservoir of pleasure, and with him present there can be no loss of happiness. Here, friend, catch his flute.
So we came a little closer to join into their fun, thinking he would steal the Lord and away he would run. But because the Lord is residing in everyone's heart, he knew the demon's evil plan from the very start.
Coward boy in the blue dhoti is not a coward boy at all. He is a big demon who has assumed this form to try to kill me and Balaram. I have an idea. We'll have a mock fight, and Balaram will defeat him.
Krishna said, come, boys, let's fight. We'll challenge Balaram with our might. The team who wins the first attack will ride upon the loser's back. As they played, they watched the cows. Pralamba meant to keep his vow. So there he was on Krishna's side, trying his best his form to hide.
Come on, boys, let's have a duel. My team against yours, Balaram. Pick your men. Come, friend. Please join with me. With your help, I'm sure our team will win.
Oh, no, dear Krishna. You may be very great, but don't think that you can defeat me.
You may be my elder brother, Balaram, but we shall see whose prowess is greater.
Just you wait.
We'll see who's best.
Come on, get ready.
We're not afraid.
1, 2, 3, go.
Get your hands away there. I got him right now. Oh, no, we'll push him back. We won. All right, you boys. Come here so we can take our victory ride.
As it was, Balaram was victorious. His strength and his name are most glorious. So now the demon grew bolder. He took the Lord on his shoulder. He had thought Krishna to be most powerful.
But now he found himself most sorrowful. For Balaram's just like a mountain, which is something he didn't count on. As Balaram was carried off away from where they played, he noticed that his carrier had changed in every way. Columba, feeling such a weight, his normal form assumed. He looked just like a cloud with lightning carrying the moon. Oh my! Just look at my carrier! He's not a cowherd boy. He appears to be a great demon carrying me away from all my friends. Well, I shall not let him go any further. All right, you demon. Let's see you stand up to my hand. So Baladevu has never missed, hit Pralamba with his fist. The ugly demon fell down dead, just like a snake with a smashed head. The boys were praising his powers while the demigod showered flowers, and the music was heard for hours. The chanting of his name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,